In February 2014, Major General Mike Nagata flew to Baghdad for a stock-taking mission. The head of special operations in the Middle East, Nagata had extensive experience in battling militant cells, lawless militias, and terrorists whose fanaticism magnified their lethality. Name the fight, and Nagata had been there. As a young trooper, he had mastered martial arts, and after a stint in South Korea, he had taken command of a Special Forces A-team at Fort Lewis in Washington State. Forging a path in the world of special operations, Nagata had joined Task Force Orange, a classified unit that gathered human and electronic intelligence, and in the years that followed worked with the Central Intelligence Agency in Mogadishu during the Black Hawk Down clash that had led to the deaths of 19 American soldiers. That assignment had been followed by a stint hunting war criminals in the Balkans, and eventually command of Orange as it gathered intelligence in Afghanistan, the Middle East, and Africa. By June 2013, Nagata had become the commander of SOCCENT, the Special Operations Component of Central Command, which oversaw U.S. military operations throughout the Middle East and Afghanistan. Also making the visit was an up-and-coming colonel, Chris Donahue, a West Point graduate who had forged his own path through the special operations community. After stints with the Army Rangers, special operations, and conventional units, Donahue had become the commander of Delta Force, one of the military's elite units for carrying out secret raids to kill and capture insurgents and conduct hostage rescues. That assignment was listed only euphemistically on Donahue's official resume, but was well known among the military's shadow warriors. The trip to Baghdad by Nagata and Donahue had not been officially announced, but to the small circle of officials in the know, it was clear that this was an unusually experienced, high-powered, and operationally minded team. What made the trip truly exceptional was that more than 2 years before, Washington had declared the Iraq War to be over. After 8 hard years, American forces had left the country at the end of 2011. The Obama administration's overarching strategy was summed up by a mantra that the president and his aides had recited in their speeches and included in their party's political platform: "The tide of war is receding." There was turmoil in Iraq, to be sure. The very name of the country had, in the American mind, become synonymous with trouble. But nothing was taking place that the White House considered a danger to the United States. Still, the situation in Baghdad was tense. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki had aggravated sectarian passions in the country and was struggling to hold off a marauding band of militants who deemed themselves participants in the new Islamic State. The group had profited from the civil war in Syria, a magnet for would-be jihadists who had flocked to the country to fight President Bashar al-Assad, and those who were also drawn by ISIS's mission to build a caliphate there and in neighboring Iraq. In Iraq, the militants had orchestrated a series of brazen jailbreaks at Abu Ghraib and Taji in July 2013, freeing thousands of their former comrades and demonstrating the fecklessness of the country's security forces. Their ranks bolstered by former prisoners of war, the fighters had moved on Ramadi and Fallujah, two of the bloodiest battlefields in the U.S. military's years of battling Sunni insurgents. The Americans had taken the cities at great cost, and now they were in danger of being lost again. After arriving in Baghdad, Nagata and Donahue helicoptered to the U.S. Embassy compound, the better to avoid the airport road, which Iraq's sovereign government was often not able to secure. Their meeting with a CIA hand at the embassy revealed few apprehensions about the militant threat. A different picture emerged, however, when they went to the headquarters of General Talib Shagati al-Kanani, the commander of Iraq's counterterrorism service, which the acronym-loving Americans dubbed the CTS.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.